يكون
February 10th, 1995, and we gathered with Mr. Hayakawa and his group from Japan.
Everybody feel free.
Those will relax with me.
To move around, do whatever you need to do. I understand that we're going to be limited of time, so I'll introduce myself. I'm Commander Yorgos Hatton. This, don't misunderstand, is simply my translator.
間違いないでください。私がコマンダーではなくて、私はただ通訳ですって彼女が言ってます。
I'm a little bit embarrassed because she does not speak Japanese, and I am so appreciative of your being here.
非常にコマンダーは あなたの方がいらっしゃることを非常に光栄と思っています。
申し訳ありませんが、日本は喋れませんのでということです。
I would like for Norio to please guide this meeting because I understand that you need to be away by 12:30.
とても短いミーティングなので、早川先生に、こちらのことをガイドしていただきたいと思っております。
I ask that lunch be prepared and it can be either wrapped and taken depending on your needs. The Japanese are the most gracious people.That you will find on the face of the earth, and we would not let you go hungry.
私どもが知っているのは、日本人という人種の方々は、とてもその礼というものをよく存じていらっしゃって、礼節というものをとても重んじる、人民なので、私たちがこちらでこれから、いろいろ準備をして、話すことを必ず日本に持って帰っていただけるものと思っております。
We'll guide the subject matter according to what you would most like to discuss. I would like to say that I come only in the light of God. I serve no other purpose than God, by whatever name or religion you wish to choose.There are very important things that all of you must understand. This is simply my translator. This is not theatrics or entertainment. We do business.
これは私はその光の神の光であります。皆さんにここにメッセージを伝えるために来たわけです。ですからこれは遊びゲームなどではなく。エンターテインメントでもなく、ここは本当に、とてもシリアスな、これから皆様が聞きたいと思っているようなことを多分話すと思いますので、よく聞いてください。
She wears glasses simply because the light is very painful to the eyes. I speak to her in both tone radio frequency 16.944333 infinite. That is the radio frequency. That is also the frequency of visibility. If you were trying to coalesce a ship, for instance, that is where you would begin to make form. I don't know how we can move along here. I don't want to push you.I will get into my subject and I will probably ignore you and that will embarrass me. There are so many important things to cover that I don't know really how to do it so that you're neither bored nor am I leaving anyone out.
I honor you for being here. We need 3 days, not 2 hours.
この方はとても目が悪くていらっしゃる。目が弱くていらっしゃる。目がかけていらっしゃるそうです。ですね、この方のメッセージを私は今、16.99 の周波数、だいたい目に見える、周波数なんだそうですけれども、だいたいそのぐらいの、周波数で、チャネリングしております。でこちらから今口にされることは皆さんがとても興味を持っていることと思われます。
Norio, which subjects would you like me to cover?
Well, they are very interested in getting a gist of, for example, first of all, they were very much impressed with the foretelling of the major earthquake in Japan. In addition to that, they would definitely like to know about the Project Blue Beam. And the what's coming up in these tumultuous time of history.
Well, I try not to be a fortune teller, but I can tell you what is planned by this New World Order. Now, you have a gentleman from Japan who is on the Committee of 17. The Committee of 17 is the most powerful group on your globe. It literally is. It has the most powerful people on it. Some of them have, I don't want to be shocking, Norio, so please interpret this later if it requires it. Some of these people are hundreds of years old. Some are back in a different form. They are extremely powerful people on this globe. That does not mean that they are necessarily nice people. But they do understand the sequence of transition. They do understand no soul ever dies. It just transitions. On the other hand, your world is completely inhabited now and run by very evil satanic forces. For a long time, Japan was able to be a strong power in this economy. And yet, Japan got sucked into the Trilateral Commission. So you have top elite one world government players. That's what the Trilateral Commission is all about. You end up in a situation. How can I put this? You end up in a situation where the Japanese people have lost control, the same as the American people, all the other what we call ordinary common citizen or mankind. You are now completely ruled, no matter what your Constitution says. And in the United States of America, the Constitution was written under God. Shall I just go and then let you explain it later? You have become exactly like all the other leading nations of the world. They're going to not stop until they get everything, every piece of property, everyone under control. I call it enslavement. And they've got the weapon of weapons against Japan. They can absolutely demolish, destroy, sink your islands. That seems incredible to think about. They can also pull off through earthquakes already laden with bombs along the faults. The entire western states of the United States moving up into Canada. They can topple the Alaska right off. They can split the United States right down from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico, where the Mississippi empties. And that will become almost like a sea. When these massive earth movements happen, I can only deal with the United States because that's where I am supposed to focus. I do not believe that they will just take Japan out unless Japan gives the New World Order a lot of trouble. The New World Order is headed by the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Committee of 300, and some of these members of the Committee of 17. The United States has Warren Christopher, for instance, who is the Secretary of State. Warren Christopher is, this is called the Alpha Committee, the beginning. This is the Prime Committee. So it goes by A1, A2, A3, according to job and status. And Warren Christopher is A5 on this committee of, we call it now, 17. We are pulling people together, quite frankly, to form, when it really comes down and you are in a holding pattern right now in the United States, and that means that also Japan is in a holding pattern, because what is happening economically is so reflected in Japan that they're going to really give you a bad time. Now, why Kobe? You had, God bless you, ones willing to speak up and say, hey, what happened in Germany to these Khazarian parasites? And I'm going to tell you now that the Khazarian parasites is what I call them. They are the ones who come from the Mongol, Rus, and Nordic tribes early on your planet. They are the Antichrist. I am not talking about Jesus Christ, Buddha Christ, Maitreya Christ. I am talking about a Christ environment, a goodness, a godness. That is where my focus lays, because I am the head, the commander, if you will, of the galactic fleet of the hosts, the messengers sent back in preparation for the coming of that teacher or Christ. Don't get hung up on that except for what will happen in Bluebeam. You are not dealing with something that happened at Montauk, New York, versus what happens at White Sands, or what happens over on any of your islands where there may be research going on, and there is. Because some of the most brilliant minds for taking instructions and making a thing work come out of Japan. You have a system whereby it's called the Sunflower System, whereby you can, in the deepest tunnels, bring light from the surface, and you don't even need light, extra light, into a very dark place. You can literally light a greenhouse and grow underground. You can do that. There are ones in Japan who can do that. What happened was that one of your magazines, Marco Polo, I believe it's called, ran an article about and against the Holocaust, that it did not happen as it has been presented. Well, it didn't. But all over the world now, laws are being made that nobody can speak out against that. And if this is doubtful, consult with Valerie. Valerie is here, is German, And they may not even in a restaurant amongst themselves discuss the Holocaust. You will be taken away. This is how your enemy works and gets control of you. No matter what you think you can do under your constitution, and you who watched Bo Greitz last night, understand that he is pushing right to the ragged edge. Now, if we have a report on Bo Greitz, I would interrupt right now and hear it. You see, some calls were made. One call was made and said that they had just heard on the radio that Bo Greitz was dead. I'm not going to go searching for this information. I told Bo Greitz at the time he turned away and said, "You are a 12-foot lizard, buddy." I said, "You will not be in God's protection until you understand, son, how it is." I mean that. The Antichrist is my enemy. Now, can I do anything about what the Antichrist tools might be doing? Yes, I can, but I am not going to. This is a free will planet, and whatever is done along those lines, you will do. If you're happy with what you have around you, continue to live in it. My mission is to bring the truth, put it to press, to disk, any way to preserve it, and get ready to take God's people, no matter what race, color, language, religion, home in safety, if that becomes necessary. And as things begin to break up, protect you. If I have to, I'll come get you. We are not among you as you would recognize us at this time, simply because they plan so many false sightings that we would simply confuse and get you killed. All we need to do at this point is to let our own people know around this world that we are here just as well as those little clones they've made underground at Area 51. You're not going to get much activity out there that's going to be seen or shown to you. They know exactly who comes to call. They know exactly what they're going to show, because the big show and tell is planned for March. Whether it will come off or not is debatable. That is called Operation Blue Beam. It will be under the guise of a worldwide evangelistic Billy Graham crusade. This is the way it's planned at the moment. You have to understand that for every plan we disrupt, they have nine more to be able to use. So back to Japan. They didn't want to pull out Tokyo. I mean, after all, you've got the elitists there. Where could they make the most impact with a harbor industry? And nobody prepared will knock out Kobe. And I think everybody heard them. What is it? Over 5,000 innocent, I call them victims. That was a deliberate act. And it was a deliberate act on the part of the elite Zionist Khazarian parasites. That is the group that in approximately the 13th century began to consider themselves, what will we do? We are moving around, we are warriors, we are the commerce, we charge everybody, we are the bankers, we rip off everybody. We're going to run the world. We are going to acquire the world, They knew that when they came to planet Earth. This sets the stage for you. And they have been busy for 300 years that you will never hear about. This is exactly the way history gets distorted. You don't even find much about the Khazarian Empire. This empire lasted 3 centuries. They are able to fool you. They lie to you, cheat, deceive. The worst ones that brought into suffering or came into suffering because of them were the Jews, the literal Judean Hebrew. These tribes decided they had to take up a religion, and they certainly were not going to take up Christianity. They were not going to be Christ-like. Christ demands goodness, honesty, integrity. No murder, no eye for eye or tooth for tooth. There are other ways of balancing out the scales. Violence is not of God. You have to defend yourself? Fine, defend yourself. But you don't ever accomplish world dominion for God through war. You just get a lot of people dead. And you gain nothing. And if this is going to be stopped, it is going to have to be stopped by you people with your magazines, your papers, your word, and your truth. And they didn't like what you wrote because what was written in that magazine about the Holocaust was absolutely truth. But they were furious. If you can stop the people from being deceived and they get the truth, they, your enemy, has no power. And before they can have no power, they've got to get all the power. And they do it through economy, religion. And if that doesn't work, we kill you. Well, this time it's not going to work. And there are so many deceptive things going on at this moment that my own group here needs to hear. Because right now there is a countdown going on with HR 97 or 79, I don't know which. That puts Janet Reno, the most vile sort of female ever on the face of your earth, in charge of all civil, military, police force, any civil disruption. She will bring in her SWAT teams, her BATF teams, her United Nations police force. And I'm telling you, if Congress is stupid enough to allow that to go, you can expect New York, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and Iron Mountain, Colorado to go into smithereens. There are nuclear devices, and I don't have anything to do with this, either to stop it. You will either stop it or it's going to happen. I put in my preference and I said, please take out Washington first so the others know.
In New York, give them New York.
The worst part of this is only a minor little thing compared to what all is taking place. Under New York, which they consider New Israel, or at least 5 cobalt bombs placed in the infrastructure, plus the one I'm talking about. Those 5 have been there for a long, long time. And they are controlled by the Russian cosmospheres. the ones in the Russian cosmospheres are really genuinely Russian people much like you, and they don't want to blow up this world. But guess what will happen if bombs go off in New York? You're going to blame the Russians are going to blame you, you're going to just get into this mighty Holocaust. And this will really be one. At the same time they would plan to do this, they would plan to just take out, through earthquake, Japan. Just sink Japan. Why would they do that? They're not mad at Japan particularly, but the repercussions of that kind of earth upheaval in the Ring of Fire will, within half an hour, make its way around the Ring of Fire, the plate tectonic fault lines, and take out Western United States. This is not a good news meeting. This is the most important meeting that you will have. Norio has only just become acquainted with us. It's time. We have had to build the credibility so that ones would listen. And it's happening. But from Ron Jackson, you'll be getting a daily countdown. You must be down to 150 days, something like that.
Hours. 60 hours.
Hours, I'm sorry. I cannot believe that man is foolish enough to do this, nor can I believe that the ones of the committee that would be able to do this would do it. But these are dangerous, dangerous games. And it would seem that that would be impossible. Anyone knowing, and now there are so many who know how to run computers, there is already a programmed system that one digit can now blow those bombs. I should say one set of, one sequence. We have a situation where they have the one who could really do the most damage incarcerated, but it's silly. They know it's silly. He doesn't need to be out. It's better him be in. It is better that these ones be inside, because obviously they're innocent, aren't they? If they're sitting in a prison cell. And some of your more dangerous, imprisoned ones are being shifted around. Moholy is dangerous to them. Snell is dangerous to them. And they're going to shift them around to try to keep them from giving you, feeding you the information. Because anybody involved in those transactions, even as Bo Greitz said last night, you see, he speaks from two sides of his mouth. Suddenly, he did not give a Nazi salute. He gave a Nazi salute to the skinheads. I told him at the time, beware of what you've just done. And he did this. But he acknowledged those people, and last night, all of you who watched that program saw him threaten this guy at the table. He said, if you say I gave a Nazi salute one more time, I'm going to make Geraldo Rivera look good. Are you threatening me? No, sir. That is a promise. And he thinks that he can stand on his mountaintop and 20,000 people come from the government and he can take them out. He cannot. They will not come up the mountain. They will come from above. For goodness sakes, what are we doing? And they will make all of Idaho look like a colander, a sieve, full of holes. Now, to set the stage so that all of you who are not particularly religious, but would think, you citizens, that there is something wrong in this world. Everything is going to pot. It's evil. You know, they have planned it this way. I just can't do it in 2 hours. You ought to know all about the Monarch program, the Montauk program, the mind control program that is now worldwide. They control your mind. And every nation who, quote, westernizes like the United States of America has just inherited the beast. You have brought in with your televisions total brain control, total mind control. With the Gwen system, the ground wave frequency system, and the big, massive Omega, Omega meaning the end, towers. There's 7 of them operating. You get it from the atmosphere, you get it from the ground waves. And they pulse whatever frequency they desire on the masses. And this is what they were doing in the Montauk Project over the SSUS Eldridge, the Philadelphia experiment where they made a ship vanish. They are unfeeling, satanic creatures. They wear a man's face. They are evil. They are soulless evil. And it all began back there in your, for your modern times, for your final times, with Weishaupt. He was Satan incarnate, making the plans to get the world and enslave its people. And you see, there are some people you cannot enslave. But if you can get control of their minds, you can enslave anything. With one exception. If you are tuned to the frequency of God, they can't touch your mind. And that's my message, clear and simple. You're going to have to get on God's circuit to shield yourself. That is pure frequency of light. It is not a religion. It's a very high frequency. And literally, it is high enough that it can shatter or disrupt, corrupt whatever low frequency, very low frequency beams, ELF, VLFs, that they're beaming at you from these wonderful towers. They give you all sorts of lies as to what they're for. They are for global mind control on the practical, physical, let's have a nuclear war game program. Your enemy is willing to sacrifice the entire northern hemisphere. They have magnificent, luxurious facilities for their survival underground in Australia, New Zealand, St. George's Island, the Arctic, Antarctic, and underground everywhere. Well, you see, it's not so comfortable underground. In Japan, you are built on active volcanoes. That's why they are so willing to sacrifice something like Japan. Because knowing truth gives you the freedom. When they can no longer control you with the lie They have to start figuring another way to bring you under control. Because when you know the truth of these bastards, you will stop accepting what they're dumping on you. And Japan, believe it or not, maybe the little guy didn't get a lesson. But the big guys got a very, very strong message from Kobe. Let's not let this happen. This is why we've got to get the word of truth out. And there are very few places anymore where you can get the word of truth out. We keep pumping it out. Well, they don't dare. They do not dare confront me. And all of the ones, your government leaders, know who I am. I have met with them. And there are some things that are total no-nos. That does not mean that some idiot from the local sheriff's department will come up here with a submachine gun and shoot Dorma. But they also know that they better do a damn good job, and they better do it rapidly, because we've brought her back 5 times already from total death and cardiac arrest. It is not that she is singularly important. She is my translator for here. And ones will tell you, well, they can't be real. They're a white supremacist cult. Look around you. We don't have anything. There are some businesses around. This is not a church. This is not a cult. This isn't anything. Except some people believing and knowing that something else is going on. We're not building a covenant community. But we do intend, when we get financing, to build industry. Free enterprise industry, which will put people to work, give housing, and even our list gets published and says it must be some government intelligence operation to even consider this. We don't need gurus. You don't need any Commander Hatton with a silver damn ship. You need to know the truth so you stop them. In the United States, there is no point in trying to salvage a government out of Washington, D.C. It is the cesspool of your world. And out of that cesspool, into every nation of the world, has moved these evil creatures, these monarch-programmed child abusers, brain control, sickness. I don't care what your sexual preference is. If you are godly enough and responsible as an individual human being, you will not misuse through physical action those things that are just flat wrong. They are abnormal behaviors. They are of, quote, the flesh and not the soul. It destroys the soul. And your society, your civilization, is now so weak that it is going to require massive, massive cleansing. And for those who will not undergo the cleansing, there is another place prepared for you. And it will not be dull. It will not be boring. I, believe it or not, am never bored. goodness, for instance, is not boring. There is a challenge of the universe at your disposal. You don't have to go from this room to God. That is a long way to perfection. But if that's where you're sort of headed, you're going to kind of live a life that shows Him that you're headed there. And then when you cut out from this place, you go to the next step. And the next step, believe it or not, if you do the things that I am brought forth to bring for you, and you clear out the damn parasites out of your body and off your system, there isn't any reason not to take that body. In its prime. In its prime. With the knowledge gained. And that's exciting. There is nothing like the production and the coalescence of matter from mind. And we haven't even touched it. We sat with Dr. Gordon, and I know all of you, oh my goodness, what is he going to do? I've been trying to get somebody down here from that group, you see. Gordon does a spectrometry. Never mind her mouth. He reads the colors, the tones, the scale of the metals. I want some monoatomic gold. Nothing. You see, when you phase out off all of the metal particulate and come down to the one molecule of pure gold, it is a white nothing powder. It weighs nothing. They will tell you it doesn't react, it doesn't do anything, but it is the life product, life cell. Well, what about the Dreas? You stuff Gondriana and stuff into us. Yes, I sure do. And I want to stuff those Dreas full of monoatomic gold. I am able to get enough out of peroxide soaked gold to get some of those molecules off. But I want that substance, not because we need the substance, but those people need us. The moment that you can introduce that product and merge it, meld it into the DNA blueprint of a perfect cell that will go to any cell in your body and become perfect according to the DNA blueprint of that cell. You take these things in, they perfect your body. But what is happening now, and the reason that I had to hit you hard, and I cannot stress this enough, to get rid of the parasites you have going on inside your body, is because these low frequencies are absolutely making these parasites that you carry, the little flukes, the little pinworms, the little things that the body automatically carries, and you may as well consider the bacteria, the fungus, everything that lives off you is a parasite. You live off the world, so you are a parasite.
Excuse me, Commander.